Ah, wow. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Hi. It's Bella, and we are here today with some special guests. We have everybody knows Melissa. Say hi, Melissa.
Hello. Hello.
And Melissa has a special guest. She has a special guest from her podcast that she's done. Would you like to introduce your guest?
Yes. What is your name tonight? Are you Tina?
Oh, yeah.
you could call me Tina. You could call me Venus. You could call me Demonatrix. Just don't call me late for dinner.
No, I'll just call you Tina.
So today, we are going to take a look at, well, let me step back. First of all, the podcast that they, that both Tina and Melissa were doing were, contained a lot of scary elements, so much so that I was like freaked out with jump scares and it was so much fun. But, what I loved the most, even though it was very gross, was the readings of, from the books. And I was like, but it was very entertaining. So today, today Tina's going to be showing off some of her cool things that she has, and so we'll be able to put these up as videos, but then we'll also release it as a audio version to you. So therefore, if you want to see the actual things, you'll have to go to the YouTube version. But either way, I'm very excited to see what you got going, because Melissa says you got some pretty awesome stuff around the house. So,
well, some people call it awesome.
Yes, people wet call specimens.
It gross.
So, are we gonna have to describe these things?
Well,
for your audio listeners.
Well, I guess. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna start. Let me figure out how to do this without getting my big fat hand in the way. So I'll start. I guess I can start on the bottom shelf. First,
work your way up.
First, let me. I don't know if you.
Oh, that's awesome!
Wow.
So,
where'd you get that,
dude? I got it for like $80 off of Marketplace, and it's made from
wood,
like heavy duty styrofoam, and it was painted.
Oh, it's styrofoam.
Yeah, like seriously, heavy duty styrofoam. It was made for some theater prop or something.
That's awesome.
It's fucking awesome, and I won't let David get rid of it. So we'll just start down here on the boring shelf, I guess you could call it that.
The boring shelf. What is it, half human shelf. Eyeballs?
What kind of furniture? Like, so we're looking
tell
at.
You guys can see what. Get your butt out of the way. Tell me what you can. Can you see what's in there?
Oh.
I see a scary doll and a figurine.
Yeah, I'm gonna do this.
Wait, hold on. Wait.
Is that Annabelle?
No, Heather. I don't know. She used to do creepy shit. So, is there a way?
Maybe
to
that's when is there you're by yourself.
Like, can I turn my phone around and show you guys that way? Or I can just pull shit out and be like,
"Here's my skull."
Here's an empty skull that had I don't know, some alcohol of some sort in it.
It's empty now, though. I noticed.
This little pocket right here. Right here, we just have. Oh, God dang it, Willow. We just have some normal shit.
Willow.
Yes, Willow wants to be. Come here. Willow has to be. She wants. Okay, so I'm not going to pull everything out, but some of it's interesting and some of it's just kind of, you know, when you live in Minnesota. And you're out around on four wheelers. Sometimes you find cool shit.
What the fuck is that though? What is it? It's a skull of what?
It's like, I think it's a deer.
I think it's a wildebeest.
It's a chupacabra. It's a chupacabra.
Yeah.
Okay, this one has a little backstory to it. This one's really cool. So when we lived in Minnesota, David and I went to this little tiny podunk flea market, and there I found this thing. Hold on. Okay, in this box, I was like, "What is that?" Well, It's some weird ass Tibetan. Hold on. Tibetan thing. Can you see in there?
Kind of. Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
oh my God.
What the fuck is that? Ah!
So it looks like an alien that's mummified.
It's with a dried up.
With like a top knot fetus. Ponytail hair.
It's a reproduction of a dried up like ancient fetus from Thailand. There's a little backstory in here. He came with a little toy.
Toy scary.
He came with this thing. But here's his backstory. He's called the Kumon. I'm probably not saying this right. In fact, I could guarantee I'm not. The Kumon Thong Golden Child. Kumon Thong is a ghost of a baby boy who was bound by magic to be the servant son of the owner. When you have a Kumon Thong in your possession, you will be magically successful in anything you wish. By the power of Kumon Thong, you will increase your ability to get what you want. This is a very sacred and special talisman and your obedient servant. Treat it well and you will receive your wishes. Well,
where do I get a fetus?
I haven't given him anything but chimes, and these were probably given to him years ago. So he's probably really pissed, and maybe if I give him some more toys.
What if you sacrifice someone? I give it to him.
Do you want to be the willing? Look at his back.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Look at it.
Wow, they did a good job. Wait, so where did you find that?
At a flea market. I got to put it back in here with his toys. So
oh, wow. That's
cool. And it says it's a replica. We're sure that's not like a real mummified baby.
Oh no. I've never seen a real mummified baby that had sprouts of hair that long. I'm trying to put him back in his cage. Sorry if you're seeing like,
that's a good hair, point.
Like up my nose. I apologize. But okay, hold on. So yeah,
marker,
so
that's pretty cool.
When I saw him, I had to have him. I was like, I'm not leaving here without this. And I think it was like $80, but I told David, I'm like,
I would have it too.
I would buy that too.
So this stupid thing I've had since I was in high school. I'm just pulling some shit out here now. I have a friend who lives in Los Angeles now, but I met her when we worked in Ohio together in a salon. Her name is Vanda Ungurianu, and she was born in Transylvania, and she's a weirdo like me. And one year for Christmas, she sent me this.
What the fuck?
What is that? A dog?
A bat? A dog bat?
A bat.
It's a roadkill squirrel mounted. Isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, I love him. Melissa, I bet you had no idea that I was kind of had this much weird ass shit, did you? Okay.
I was told you were a witch, so yeah, I guess.
Can you see those? We just have generic skulls.
Yes.
Crystals, generic skull.
Here we have my little first taxidermy bat.
Oh, there is a taxidermy bat.
Can you see him?
No, you gotta
okay, hold on.
Oh, I saw his ears.
Hold on. Look at him.
Oh, he's cute.
He really is. So let me get him back in there. Don't mind the dust. Okay. This I bought from an oddity store, and they mailed it to me. And this is really fucking cute. This is a, and it stinks.
What is it?
It's a fetus, a dried up, well, not a fetus, it's a mummified pig fetus.
Oh, isn't it cute?
Oh, wow.
Hi.
It's amazing how when things are bones, you can't tell what the hell they are anymore. Right?
And he's in this little glass coffin, but wait, it gets better. And aww. Also in that little glass coffin is this stinky little guy, which I was moving, and there was a vase in one of my closets that was like in the basement. It was sitting in the back, and I pulled the vase out, and there was this cute little guy in here.
What is it?
What is it?
He fell into the vase.
Oh.
And he couldn't get out. So now he's mine. Then I had another friend who was cleaning out underneath. She was like selling some big ass heavy something piece of furniture, and underneath her furniture was this. So she sent this to me. This is a mummified mouse.
Wait. A mouse, okay. Yes.
Hold on.
Wow.
He really stinks too, man. These things, I don't think the smell goes away.
Can't you like Febreze them or something?
Ugh, I don't know, because I don't want to ruin them. So
you don't want to degrade their yeah.
So then another friend of mine got me a bat skeleton. A real bat skeleton. He also got me that snake skeleton. Can you see it?
Nope. Is it in one of those jars?
Fuckity fuck fuck. Hold on, let me pull this out of here.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
Do you know what kind of snake it is?
It is a venomous snake skeleton. That's the kind of snake it is.
Okay, venomous. I'm glad it's just bones then.
Okay, I can't give that back just yet. So, this, I've got two of these. This, after we had a really big storm in Fort Myers Beach, I love to go to the beach after storms because you never know what'll wash up.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Little tiny dead octopus. Look at him.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
I know.
That is cute.
Okay, it's just going to get weirder. God, my hand really stinks right now. Okay.
Ew.
So David's
smell sister, my hand.
David's sister used to work in, so Sudan, Minnesota is known for iron ore. They call it the Iron Range. And she used to work in the iron, in the mine. So we went to visit down there, and you take this elevator, like, way, 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 way down deep. And then you ride these mining carts, and there's, like, no light. And if you turn your helmet off, it's, like, completely black. Anyways, she went around and dug up all these bat bones. And most of them still have fur on them. And she had plastic bag. So these are all bat bones.
From a mine.
From the Sudan. Bat bones
from a mine.
From the Sudan iron mine, yes. From the Iron Range.
Wow.
I know, it's cool. My best friend got me this. All right, let's get that out of here.
That's cute.
Okay, what is this? Oh. This little guy is a bat.
Wow. Is that a wet specimen?
It's a yes, wet it specimen. Is. This little guy was in my house in Minnesota, dead. So naturally, I kept.
What's he in? What did you put him in? Alcohol?
You can put him in. I usually use Everclear or vodka.
Wow.
Guess what this is? Guess what these are?
Jesus Chittles. Christ! Who knows? Teeth? Are they teeth? Yes! I win!
Okay,
I'm scared to ask, but where'd you get a fucking thing of teeth?
Okay, well, only some of them are real, and some of them are mine, and the rest...
Some of them are yours from your mouth?
Yes, there's two in here that were when I had my molars pulled, a couple molars pulled, but the rest are fake. From you can buy them on these cards. They're like, you get them off of Etsy.
Like Wish. Wish had teeth that you could buy.
Probably,
Wish.com.
But these are like dentists, the dentist teeth.
Okay.
They're like what the dentist would use for whatever. Okay. A long time ago in Minnesota, we had this dog named Jethro. These are his testicles. Look how cute they are.
Wow.
Because you used to, when he was bad, you used to hold him out in front of him and be like, remember what I could do to you?
Oh, God, that was the dumbest fucking dog in the world. We'll have to have David on one time so he can tell you how dumb that fucking dog was.
It's a skull of a...
Beaver.
Beaver, oh.
The teeth.
Stepdad's ashes. Another bat. Okay, now I have to get my chair out because this thing is monstrously high. There's a lot of shit in here. Okay, here's another.
Tina does her own stunts, by the way. What is that? Is that another octopus?
By the way, when I got these little dead ones, they were in the seaweed dead, and I did rescue a couple little octopuses that were still alive, and I'd pick them up, and I'd put them in my hand and carry them back, and one of the little bastards bit me. I still saved him, but he bit me.
Did he bite you with his beak?
Octopus bite you. When you have them in the palm of your hand, they have like a little beak, and they bite you. Yes. But don't ever touch the yellow ones with the blue rings because those will kill you. Oh my gosh. Yes, those were just tiny little everyday octopuses. Okay, here's a big one from David's hunting days. I said, please bring one of these back for me when you hunt.
Is there liquid in there? Oh, there is.
Mm-hmm. It's a wet specimen. What is it, though?
It's a heart. Hold on, the lid was coming off, and the last thing I want to do is drop it. It's a deer heart.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
It's pretty cool. Okay.
That's cool.
This little guy was murdered by stinky chihuahuas. I need to change the fluid in here. It's a little baby bunny.
Oh,
I know. I had to go fetch him, and he sat in the freezer for months until I was able to get some shit for him. So, Cookie, you never met Cookie Melissa, I don't think, but she was my little chihuahua that was 11 years old. We had her put down not that long ago. Anyways, her last pregnancy, she had one puppy. And when she birthed it, it was dead. So this is a chihuahua. Aww. This is my grand chihuahua.
It's a chihuahua.
It's my grand chihuahua.
Oh.
Yeah. I was so sad. I had my best friend and one of my other friends over, too, because I was so excited. I'm like, you got to come over. Cookie's getting ready to have her baby. And they were like, we'll be right there. And then,
aw.
It was sad. All right, what is this? Oh, this is one of the frogs that was constantly getting in my mom's swimming pool and dying. Leopard frog. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God. Whoa.
Oh no.
Don't want that to happen. Hold on. Okay. So.
Whoa.
They're crow.
What am I looking at?
They're crow feet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that now.
They're real crow feet.
That's cool.
Yes.
I think I could have way more stuff if I just had like jars and alcohol because I find weird stuff.
The place where you can find this kind of shit.
That's what I'm saying. I had like a possum one time mummified on our lanai that was like under a bunch of stuff.
So you had a kid.
Wow.
This is the owner of the feet.
Oh. They didn't come as one unit.
Well, I was going to work one day and I saw him dead in the neighbor's yard and his wings were like all flopped open and shit. And I was like, if that's there. When I'm done with work, if it's still there, when I come home from work, I'm going to walk the dogs over there and I'm going to get it. So he was there and I'm like trudging my ass over there with the dogs and a big old bag to scoop up this dead bird out of the neighbor's yard. Okay, I got to scoot my chair over. And then when David got home, I'm like, David, I know it's your birthday. I really need you to chop this thing's feet and head off.
Happy birthday, David.
And he did it. So, okay, these are really heavy. Tell me when you can you see what's in there?
I can see, but not what's in there.
Okay.
Or I guess I don't know what's in there.
Like, I see like a squishy looking pale thing.
Okay. When you have your uterus removed, they send it to be biopsied. So they slice it up. Here's my uterus.
Whoa.
Wow. It's beautiful.
You can see some of the like fibroids that are in it, but yeah, so
I didn't get to keep mine. I guess it, see, I just missed opportunities. I didn't ask for it.
Yeah, you got to ask for that shit. And then I had to sign a whole bunch of papers saying, you know, why do you, she's like, why do you want it? I said, it's mine. I grew
up. I came in with it. I'm walking out with
dealing
it.
Dealing with it all these years. It's causing all this misery. I want to keep it. And so, because I had so many fibroids, I have dubbed him FELDs after that humpchback thing in 300. That's his name. So 300 and FELD.
Appropriate.
When they ask you what you need it for, you should just say spell work. Spell
I
just work.
I want it. Okay. Then in this jar, which is really heavy, this one right here.
Uh-huh.
Is my hedgehog.
Oh.
Whoa.
So that's
what I'm saying. Alcohol. If I have more alcohol.
That concludes that, unless you want to look up at the top. Can you see the top?
Kind of.
Are those dolls?
You see them?
Do you have a creepy doll collection?
It's my witch collection, and there's more over here. So let me.
Y'all keep going. I'll be right back. I gotta take this thing off my head. It's giving me a headache.
But now I'm gonna take you to the witch's cabinet. So, I mean, pretty self.
Are these all like replica skulls that you have?
Yes, I don't have a real skull. Unfortunately, a guy offered me a real skull for my uterus, but it didn't have a lower jaw. So I was like, "Fuck that!" And then David was like,
"That's
well, fuck, you can buy a skull anytime you want to, but you'll never have your uterus."
True.
I'm like, you're right.
It's true.
This is the vase that trapped that little shrew or mouse or whatever it was in the very bottom of it where he mummified.
Aw.
Let's see here. These are my voodoo doll collection.
Are they real voodoo dolls?
Yes. Or like... They're all from New Orleans. One's from Rachel. This one.
Cool.
I believe it's this one. But yeah, they're all, and then I have more up here that I just got recently. I don't know if you can see them. Can you see them?
And those are all voodoo dolls?
Yes. They come from a place called Voodoo Authentica. It's in the French Quarter. A couple of them came from Marie Laveau's voodoo shop, but I like Voodoo Authentica. So here we have just this cat.
Oh. Wait, so what kind of store, like if I wanted to go find something like that, what would I need to look up? Like what kind of store is it called?
You probably want to go to an oddities show.
Oddities.
What state are you in? Like an oddities convention?
Texas. Okay. I'm sure they have one, so I'll definitely look.
There's a listing for one. Like ours I think is in November. But they just put out the newest listing of the thing, so you can go there. It's a lot of money.
Ooh, okay.
That shit is expensive. That's why I try to find, like, I'll save if there's one thing that I really want, then I'll try and save up for it. But most of the stuff I try to, like, source on my own. So, like, a lot of this shit I've had since high school. But a lot of stuff is given to me. By wonderful, wonderful friends. So
what's that one?
They're little monarch butterflies. So let's see. It's hard to see. So then up here we just have some magic shit.
Just some magic shit.
Yeah. Okay. And here we have the crystal ball. We have, I don't know if you can see what's in here. Tell me when you can see. Can you see anything?
I can see a Ouija board.
Ouija board?
Ouija board. Now can you see? Or does it have to go off? Wait a minute. It's hard to see. It's hard to there. Okay.
Wait, actually, can you turn it horizontal?
How's that?
There we go.
Now can you see? Hold on. Let me
go. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Where's my? Yeah, we can see the whole shelf now.
Yeah.
Crystal ball.
Ooh, crystal ball.
Knives, a little bit of, moon water. You got to make that all the time. Let's see here. Let's see. Cauldron, wand.
Nice.
Real cauldron. I wish I had a big giant one, but can you see it?
Yeah.
A big giant one, but
Is that another skull?
where?
To the right of it? Or am I just seeing skulls now?
Well, I have a lot of
When there's
skulls.
shadows, I'm just imagining there's
I have a
skulls.
lot of skulls, so you probably let's see.
This is really cool. I wish I had a collection of something. I don't.
I bought this from a chick that sells oddities online a while back. Can you see them?
Is it bird cage? Wait.
I
Oh,
think bats.
bats.
Yes. And the little tea lights go in it,
Ooh.
and so you can light it up. It's a little hanging.
Wow.
Are those real bats?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, there's a oddities something market on March 10th.
It's
And see, there you
probably
go.
what is it called?
It's called Obscure Houston Oddities
That's
Market.
the one. That's the one. That's the one that Rachel and
Oh,
I just went
okay.
to. If you can go. It's they're so cool. They have some of the coolest stuff is in there ever, and
Is
it's
there
just
anything you're missing on in your collection?
Eyeball.
Or do you just like cool
I would
shit?
love a vintage. I want a vintage glass eye, or like one of those
Okay.
vintage. This is things I hunt for. Those. You're kind of young, maybe you don't. But back in the day, if you got your face blown off, they would like make a pair of glasses and then just hang this like flap of like half human looking face on it. It might have an eyeball with it. Today they snap them into your face, but before, so one of those like half face things. If you ever watch a
So
Boardwalk Empire,
specific.
there's a guy in there that has that. You'll know what I'm talking about. And then here's a couple of really disgusting books. Womb,
Oh, yeah.
which I
Oh,
highly
that one.
recommend.
That was one that I remember listening to, and I was like, holy shit. That
And
crazy.
Dead Inside. One doctor likes to eat
Didn't you say
eggs.
you got a new one?
Yes, I did. Hold on, let me go get it. I'm gonna put you
Have you
down.
started
Yes, I have.
it?
But I haven't picked it back up because I've been like super busy.
Let me see. Pre-sale tickets.
You should go for real, even just to like look around.
I'm
Do you ever watch
thinking.
the show Oddities?
Are you ready? Yes, I love that show, Oddities. I would love to visit.
I loved it.
Cows.
Oh,
Oh.
Jesus. I can't. What is that?
Cows.
I
One
feel
of the
like
most
there's some kind of
outrageous, original,
birth involved.
and insightful books ever written on the subject of alienation and societal decay. Cows is a violent,
Oh.
blood-soaked nightmare, a tale of love, self-empowerment, and talking cows. What can go
I mean,
wrong?
I'm kind of on board.
Me too. I have no idea what that
Well,
means, but yeah, let's do it.
so far, it's just some crazy bitch that's real abusive. Oh, by the way, Melissa.
I'm in it. So far, Melissa's in this. Yes! That's awesome.
What kind of
Yeah.
airframe?
I kind of just want to take
He's
photos
waiting
of
until he
myself
gets
and just
his
have them
new
all.
vehicle to use it. Oh, here's a couple other cool things. These
Are those
are,
headstones?
yes, they're I bought them at an auction. They're vintage rubbings of headstones. And this
Of
one,
headstones.
yes, the first one says Memento Mori, and they're spelled really weird back then. Here lies the body of Helen Cumming, daughter of John Cumming, Esquire, and Mrs. Abigail, his wife, who died September 24th, 1759, in the fifth year of her age.
Whoa.
Fifth year of her age. Fresh as the morning fragrant bud, something, something blown. So that's it's kind of sad.
Wow.
It's just the top memento mori. It says, here lies the remains of Colonel James Minot, which is really weird because I bought these in Minnesota, and Minot is a town in like South Dakota or North Dakota, Colonel James Minot, Esquire, who departed this life February 6, 1759. And here lies entered the body of Mrs. Anna Monroe, widow of Mr. Robert Monroe, who was slain by the enemy on the 19th of April, 1775, who departed this life August 20th, 1775. In something in her 57th year of her age. Yeah.
Aw.
Oh, that's cool.
They used to be very wordy on those things.
Yeah. I think that's why people like to do the rubbings of them, because they don't make headstones like that anymore. They're just super boring now.
I went to one in, I think it was Alabama or Georgia, and it was really old, and there were so many children. It was like it was a children's cemetery.
Well, you know why? Because we didn't have
I think it was tuberculosis or,
you know, good medicine back then. Kids were dying from yellow fever, cholera, dysentery.
Oh, right.
The fucking plague, you know, typhoid, tuberculosis. So it was just people didn't live very long. So, yeah.
I kind of want to show that to some of, like, the people that don't want to vaccinate their kids. I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, these kids didn't have vaccines and they're all fucking dead.
When their vaccines have been around for, like, since Madame Curie, I'm all for it. Nobody wants chicken pox and smallpox and rickets.
But that's what I'm saying. They're like, you can't die of that. And I'm like, maybe like read some books.
Very much. You might want to read some books. You can definitely die from smallpox and in Clayton Damn Village. So,
yeah.
So that.
But yeah, they did. They used to write like the whole story of the person's life, death. Now they have like Anderson in a year.
Have you guys ever been to Philadelphia to the Motor Museum?
No. And I'm pissed because I want to go there.
They have this amazing wall of skulls. They don't let you take pictures in there, but they have this amazing wall of skulls. And there's like little plaques under each skull. And they all have like names and shit underneath them. But if you read them all, they're pretty fucking funny. Like one skull, and I swear to God, this is no lie. One skull had like so-and-so, village idiot. they were hysterical. I'm not gonna lie, village idiot.
Yeah, what if you go on ancestry.com and you do all this stuff and you're like, oh, okay,
my family was
village idiot.
I come from a long line of idiots.
They also
in that museum, do they have like actual like babies, like what specimens, yeah. babies?
All those famous babies that you see photos of, like the two-headed
in there.
And shit, that's where they're all kept, because the Mutter Museum was a medical college, you know, in Philadelphia. Oh. And so now it houses all these oddities. And not only that, but outside they have this amazing, amazing fucking garden, and everything in it is deadly.
Oh my God.
There's all kinds of Civil War bones with like saw marks in there from amputations, or like bullets that are still stuck in like the leg bone, or drawers and drawers of weird shit from this doctor's collection of weird shit that people have swallowed over the millennia.
Well, that's so crazy.
They need to have that, but for like, because I hear lots of stories about things pulled out of. Well, I heard a Kong, you know, a Kong dog toy,
the big one,
the biggest one.
I heard the guy getting a big
yes, like Aquanet.
Jeez. Like Aquanet, yes.
So I was spraying my hair into place for good hold, and I fell, and I was naked.
Right?
But the nurses will say that they were talking, like, how did this mayonnaise jar end up in your They'd be like, well, I was unpacking my food and I was naked. And they're like, you put this jar up your
I'd be like, do you know how many times I hear that when somebody comes in with no.
Although my ex did use a bidet one time because we were out of the country. And I was like, ooh, a bidet. And he went in there and he was like, I ought to take a break over shit because he was gross. And then he used the bidet and I just heard screaming because he just turned it on full blast and it was hot as shit and just burned. And whenever I get sad, I just think about that.
Well, I love you both and good luck with your move. And I'll see you in April, Melissa.
Okay.
All right. Love you. Bye.